Om Shanti. Those who don't need translation can come in the front so we can see everyone. Do you need translation? English. Yeah? So all English speaking while I can sit in the front. So we can see each other, na? It's easy. So hopefully all of you are first timers. Yeah, first timer in Madhuban. How do you feel in Madhuban? Are you enjoying? Yeah. Do you feel Madhuban is like my home? That homely feeling is there. Very good. So today we will do little class on ring ceremony. Because tomorrow you all of you going to get beautiful ring from Baba's house. Before getting the ring, I need to understand the value. Why I am having that ring ceremony. So ring ceremony means committed to one Baba. When you committed your life to Baba, you fulfill all Baba's hopes and desires. To have ring ceremony means my is only one Baba, nothing else. That type of commitment we need. And once we have that kind of strong commitment with Baba, then Baba generally protects us, looks after us very well. I share one of the experience with you. You know, I have this Baba's ring on my finger. And one day I was traveling somewhere. I sat down in car. My hand was still outside that door and somebody tried to shut the door very, very hard, and because of the ring, my finger was protected. So Baba's ring protected my finger. Imagine if I didn't have ring, I would hurt quite badly to my finger. Yeah? So Baba is protecting physically as well as subtle level too. So while celebrating this ring ceremony, I need to follow all Baba's maryadas accurately. Maryada means disciplines. Baba Shrimat. So what Shrimat Baba gives? This maryada is like an ocean. Yeah, basic maryadas all of us follow. First Baba says maryada of the time. As soon as you become Baba's child, you follow Amratvela. That's the time you can see Baba is absolutely free. 3 to 5. That's Baba has given us special appointment. And that time I need to look after. After 5, you notice all devotees, they get up and remember Baba. Devotees are also Baba's children. Baba had to look after them. Yeah? So after 5, Baba has to go to see them. But before 5, he has given special appointment to his children. An interesting thing you can see, every night when you go to bed, you tell Baba, okay Baba, please wake me up 4 o'clock. And you notice Baba will wake you up 3:30 or 3:45, before time. Yeah? But what happens, as soon as Baba wakes you up, then what happens? Maya aunty comes. Yeah? Baba's murli starts 7 o'clock or 6 o'clock. But Maya's murli starts Amrit Vela. Yeah? And Maya says, oh my sweet, sweet child, you sleep because you are too tired. Today you have a big day. You have to do lot of work. So please sleep. And last 63 birth, we were the children of Maya. So we listen her murli also. And then what happens? We go to sleep. Yeah? And then when we listen Baba's murli, then we realize, yeah, that something is missing today in my life. Yeah? Because I did not do Amrit Vela. So you don't feel inside good. So that's what Baba says. My first maryada is Amrit Vela. Early morning hours meditation. I need to do that chit chat with Baba. Heart to heart chit chat. Sometimes something is bothering to us. Lot of things we can't talk to others. So that's the time you can talk to Baba. And you can rely on Baba. You can trust Baba. Even inwardly people, when you say something, they broadcast everybody. They tell everybody. Yeah, but Baba, you can trust him. He will not tell anyone else. He will keep with him. Yeah, and also he will guide us what to do in certain situations. I'm sure all of you had wonderful experiences even in your life. Whenever you needed some guidance, you get that touchings from Baba. And according to Baba's touchings, if you do something, you always become right. Always become successful in your life. Yeah, so my first maryada of time is Amrit Vela. Then Baba says traffic control. Throughout the day, different timings, traffic controls are there. 7 a.m., 12 o'clock, yeah? 5:30, 7:30, 9:30. Sometimes what happens, especially in center life, you are busy during those timings. You're talking with somebody, outside person. You can't tell them, oh, now is my time for a traffic control. Yeah? So it's okay, Baba says. In that situation, you carry on your service. You do your traffic control after program or before program. You can make little adjustment. That is fine. Yeah? But whenever I am available, nice to do those traffic control. Because I live in New Zealand, I had many, many experiences. Because New Zealand is an earthquake zone. Yeah, lot of earthquakes takes place. And most of time I have noticed, earthquake takes place Amrit Vela time or during traffic control time. Yeah, so if we remember Baba those timings, you are protected. Yeah? And one more thing Baba says, maryada of time is evening meditation. 7 to 7:30. Numa, Sham, evening time meditation. Even in bhakti, devotees, they remember God during that time. So I need to remember Baba during that time. Yeah? So those timings, if I look after, and before going bed, Baba says, empty your mind. Whatever things happen today, talk to Baba. Give Baba report. Not only good things, but bad things also. Okay, Baba, today I made this and that mistake. I'll be okay tomorrow. Yeah, so if I make my mind empty, then I sleep very well. And next day when I get up, I'll be fresh. Yeah, so this is called Maryada of Time. Maryada of Thought, second Maryada. So Baba has already given me knowledge. What kind of thoughts I have to create in my mind? Because you can't see the mind, but you can feel the quality of thoughts which you are having in your mind. No? We can see the flower, but you can't see the fragrance of the flower. Yeah, same way, you can feel what kind of thoughts mind is creating. And Baba has given us very, very deep understanding of mind and thought. Every thought creates energy. Thought is a power. So when I understand the value of my thought, then what I will do? I create good thoughts, positive thoughts, powerful thoughts in my mind. Sometimes in this world, present time, you can see lot of people having depression. Why are they having depression? The reason is they are misusing their mind through negative thoughts, through waste thoughts. But if I use my mind worthwhile way, then my mind will not deceive me. Yeah, my mind will become my friend and my mind will help me. One day I was chatting with one lady and this lady, she was telling me, "Sister, my mind is no good." I said, "Why?" And she said, "My mind is creating too many problems in front of me." She counted me 10 problems. I heard very patiently. And then I asked her, "Whose mind is it?" She said, "My mind." I said, "If it is your mind, who will look after your mind? If it is my mind, I need to learn technique to look after my mind." Yeah? So Baba is teaching us at this time this technique. So we can able to create such a beautiful thoughts in our mind. And with that mind, we can do the world service. We can create good feelings for the people. If someone is having bad feelings towards me, fine. I don't need to create bad feelings for that person. I need to create good feelings. Then my good feelings will transform someone's bad, ill feelings. Yeah, that's the way I can help myself, I can help others. So this is called Maryada of the mind. Maryada of the words, Baba is teaching. What kind of words I have to speak. Sometimes we do speak rough words. Sometimes we speak not nice words, yeah, which people don't like to hear. And we are so innocent, after talking we forget even what we said. Yeah, but whoever listen those words, they never ever forget those words. That's what Baba has said. Children, speak less. Speak sweet and speak good words which people like to listen. Such words which create peace to peaceless people. Such words which create hope and enthusiasm into hopeless people. such words which gives happiness to unhappy people. Yes, so those kind of words I have to speak. That Maryada Baba is teaching me. Maryada of the words. Next one is the Maryada of elevated actions. I have to perform good karma, elevated karma. That's why Baba has given me at this time deep philosophy of karma. He explained us how good karma, bad karma, neutral karma works. Which ages those karmas are there. Yeah, but now throughout the whole cycle is confluence age, where I can earn the imperishable income. And now is time to create good karma. So now we understand the value of the good karma. And when I accumulate income from those good karma, that income lasts long for whole cycle. In golden silver age world, we won't do good karma. We just sit down and enjoy our life. Yeah? So now is the time to accumulate the income of the good karma. So Maryada of good karma, Baba is teaching us at this time. Yeah? Then Maryada of fulfilling relationships. Baba says, I don't have to renounce my Laukik family. No, I have to stay with them. But I need to change my attitude towards them. Make Laukik into Alaukik, divine. What Brahma Baba did. He did not renounce his family. Yeah, but he changed his attitude. Baba's Laukik daughter-in-law. Once she saw Baba as a Krishna, that divine form when she saw, and suddenly her intellect changed, her attitude changed, and she used to think that Baba is not an ordinary person, he's a medium of God. Yes, such elevated thoughts emerged in her mind. And that Laukik, worldly relationship, finished that day. Yashoda, Baba's Laukik wife, she never ever considered Baba is her husband. Yeah? That attitude changed. Yeah? So Baba says, I need to make Laukik into a Laukik. I don't have to renounce them. And another thing Baba says, try to establish all relationships with Baba. Baba is my everything. Baba is my world. Baba is my father, teacher, guru, friend, child. Any relationship you can establish with Baba. This Baba is such a beautiful toy. He doesn't have body. He can become anything. Any relationship you can establish with Baba. I met one mother somewhere. I was touring outside India. And this lady, this couple, they were in Gyan, in this doing practice of meditation for a long time. And they didn't have any children. Yeah. So the mother was telling me, that, look sister, I have made Baba my child. And I have given special name to that child. Name is a Sonu. Baba is my Sonu. Sonu means son. They call Sonu to son also. So anytime I lose something, I ask, hey Sonu, go and look for that thing. I don't know where I have put that thing. And in half an hour, I find out that thing. Yeah, one day she was very sick. Couldn't get up from the bed. And she was so thirsty, you know. And then she called Sonu. Sonu, can you go and get glass of water for me? Yeah. Now Baba couldn't get glass of water for her, but she experienced that her mouth become water. Yeah, water. She felt that water in her mouth, and she did not have desire for water. Yeah. So what I mean, any relationship you establish with Baba, then Baba will help you. Yeah. Because Baba is my world, means all relationship with I have with Baba. Yeah? So that is called Maryada of relationship. Then Baba says Maryada of cleanliness. In the world, very popular sign is saying is there that cleanliness is the sign of godliness. Yeah, physically I have to be clean as well as I have to be very clean inside also. Honesty. Baba is a Bhola Nath, Lord of Innocence. But Lord of Innocence expect one thing from his children. That is honesty. Whatever I am in, I am out. Then Baba will be very happy with me. Some people in the world, you can see, superficial level, they are so good, so sweet, so nice, but inside, they are cunning. You can't trust. Yeah, so that is not called honesty. When I imbibe that deep, deep honesty, then Baba will become very happy. That's why in Murli you hear sometimes Baba says, Master is always pleased with an honest heart. My heart is truthful, honest. Then my Baba will be always pleased with me. That is called Maryada of cleanliness. Then Maryada of behavior. My behavior should be very, very sweet. Sometimes we do become little bitter. But every day what Baba says in Murli? My sweet, sweet children. He never says my bitter, bitter children or sour, sour children. No. Every day he says my sweet, sweet children. And while saying he makes us very sweet. Yeah. So behavior should be like that. Whoever you meet, that soul become happy to see us. That is called Maryada of behavior. Then Baba says Maryada of drishti. My drishti should be very good. And this morning I think all of us have heard Baba's Murli. What kind of vision I should have? Brotherly vision. Bhai bhai drishti. Brotherly vision. Yeah? No awareness of body. Dehe bhan, no awareness of body. Somebody is female, this one is a male. Yeah, when that awareness comes, then all vices arises in our mind. Yeah, so that's why Baba says, just consider everyone as a soul. And as a soul, that soul is my brother. That's why in the world they say, that we all are children of one father. We all are brothers. Whole world is my family. Unlimited awareness. World is my family. So that is called Maryada of the vision. Drishti. Yeah. Then Baba is teaching us Maryada of the food. Brahmin only loves two things. Which two things Brahmin loves? One is the food, definitely. And second thing, what Brahmin loves? Toli, that is the food. And second thing Brahmin loves is the sleep. In the world, people can't sleep on Dunlop pillows. But Baba's children have any problem? They can sleep any time, anywhere. Doesn't matter how long. Yeah, in the world, people have to eat sleeping tablets to sleep. Now you have noticed, they eat sleeping tablets. And Baba's children have to do something so they can wake up. 4 o'clock. Now we have to make so much effort. Because Baba's children have no problem. Even they can sleep while sitting on the chair also. Na? Like while Murli time. Yeah, we do go to trance. And then Yaad Pyar comes. We come back. Oh, Murli finished. Yes, so Baba's children have no problem. They can sleep anywhere, anytime. Yes, so Brahmin loves two things, but we are talking today about food. Yeah, maryada of the food. Yeah, because sometimes, very, very important to become a strict. I remember when we came to Gyan, in the 70s. 70, 72, at that time, we were not allowed to eat anything from outside. No soft drinks, no chocolates. Yeah, Madhubanwala says, yeah, foreigners are the one who have taught us to enjoy chocolates and all soft drinks. But in our time, we were not doing all those things. Now, that's why you can see old dadis are so powerful. Now, they follow accurately the maryada of the food. Whatever food is cooked in Baba's house and also offered to Baba, then that food becomes like a prasad, holy food. And that food change my awareness. If food is powerful, mind will also become powerful. Sometimes people say, oh, we get from the town, it's all ready-made in machine. But it's okay, it's made by machine, but who operates the machine? Human being. People are operating machine. They are not BK. Yeah, their thoughts can also affect on the food. So I have to become very, very careful. Yeah, what I eat, where I eat, how much I eat. Sometimes Brahmins, they are doing under eating. No, they not, if they don't eat enough food, they remain weak. Because all vitamins they will not get. Yeah, sometimes we do overeating. That is not good either. You will have indigestion, stomach problem. Sometimes we do fast eating. That is not good either. If you eat very, very fast, you eat more. And it would not digest properly. Yeah, so undereating, overeating, fast eating, all those things, I just need to pay little attention. That's maryada Baba is teaching me. And whatever food is good for my body, I need to eat that kind of food. Not like in Madhuban, we get 3 full meals. If I am not used to, my body is not used to, I don't need to eat. You can skip 1 meal. Have 2 meals. Or whatever kind of food your body is used to, good to eat. Then you will remain very healthy. and happy. Then you can make good effort and enjoy maximum time in Madhuban. If you become sick, then you can't enjoy. I remember one group, 2-3 people were sick. Whole week, they were in bed. And after 2 days, they left. So you can't experience any benefit. We put so much time, energy, money for this trip. Then my job is to look after the body, look after myself. So maryada of the food, Baba is teaching us. Then you can go further. Baba is teaching us the maryada of service. How I do Baba's service. Service should be selfless. If little bit expectations of name, fame, position, possession, then I will not become successful. That service will not become successful. That's why I have to become very, very humble. And then I have to do Baba's service. According to Baba's Srimad. Whatever service I do, do with that self-respect. Whatever service I do, according to the instruction of seniors. So no wise thought will be there. Whatever service I do, selfless service. Whatever service I do, be a soul conscious. Then do service. You'll be successful. And whatever service you do, become supreme conscious, Baba conscious, in Baba's remembrance. Then I will be successful in service. And while doing service, I need to consider myself Sevadhari, server. And what is the sign of server? Humble, humility. They always bows down. Dadi Janki was saying us that she was the chief of the organization. But Dadi was saying, I have 100 bosses. Tells me every day what to do and how to do. So I have to bow down. So whoever are the great soul, they always bow down. You have seen coconut tree and mango tree. Mango trees have lot of mangoes, always bow down. But coconut tree is always straight. That is sign of arrogance. Coconut tree has some fruit, but you can't reach. It's so high. And while climbing the coconut tree, if you fall down, your bone will be crushed, broken. So Baba says arrogant people would have some qualities, but no use of anyone. Like coconuts are there, fruit is there on coconut tree. You can't climb and get easily coconut. Or, you can't sit underneath the coconut tree. If you sit underneath coconut tree, what would happen? If that coconut will fall, this coconut will break. It is very dangerous. So Baba says, we have to become humble. Because I know all of you have come after breakfast. It's very dangerous time for class. So I am telling in between some little funny stories so everybody can be alert, So that is called maryada of service. Yeah? So all those maryadas I need to imbibe in my life. Yeah, sometimes Baba says in Murli, all of you souls are Sita, Baba is a Ram. In Indian mythology, there is a one scripture is written, Ramayan. Yeah, in the Ramayan, I don't know, some of you might have heard, Vietnamese have heard, that Sita was kidnapped by Ravan. Why Sita was kidnapped by Ravan? Because Sita made 5 mistakes in her life. We are the Sita. Soul is the Sita, Baba is the Ram. So which 5 mistakes Sita made in her life? Think about. 5 maryadas she broke. That's why Ravan took her away. Now what? Which 5 maryadas? Which I don't need to break in my life. Yeah? Think about. Can you think anything? I think Hindi wala would know. Huh? She didn't follow the code of conduct. Yeah? One of that you can say. 5 maryadas she broke. Maryada of purity. And first maryada she broke was attraction. As soon as she saw the golden deer, she asked Rama, her husband, that I want the skin of the golden deer. So that was the attraction towards world and worldly people. After coming to Baba, if my intellect is pulling there, means I have attraction. If that attraction is there, it's a risky thing. Yeah? So first maryada. So first maryada she broke was attraction. Second thing was stubbornness. She insisted to Rama, I want golden skin. Yeah? Rama was explaining, you know, you get another one, this, that, but she did not listen. She was so stubborn. I want this golden deer skin. Yeah? So some Baba's children are very stubborn in Gyan. And if that kind of stubbornness is there, what would happen? You can't move forward. In India, I think everybody would have noticed. Yeah? On road, we have open zoo. Yeah? Everybody walks same road. Cattle, animals, human beings. Everybody walks on same road. Yeah? And they have great global cooperation. Everybody knows who has to give way to whom. Yeah, if you are driving middle of the road, buffalo comes. You toot the horn, buffalo says, yes, I am listening. Again you toot the horn, buffalo says, yes, I am listening. And again you toot the horn, buffalo says, I'm not going to move. Yeah, but drivers have so much patience. Yeah? They move. But buffalo would not move. So buffalo is a sign of stubbornness. Yeah? So I don't have to become stubborn in my life. If I become stubborn, what would happen? Yeah, I won't move forward. Yeah? So, the second maryada she broke was stubbornness. Third maryada she broke was saying bad words to Lakshman. Lakshman means brother-in-law was there. And she heard the sound of Rama. That please protect me, protect me. But Rama's brother Lakshman had full faith that my brother is capable of looking after himself. Rama is a god. He is capable of looking after himself. But Sita had doubt. Lakshman was not going to go and help him. So, she said bad words to Lakshman. Lakshman couldn't tolerate those words. And then he had to leave. But before going, she drew little line, code of conduct, line of maryada, and said to Sita, don't go out of this line. Right? So bad words sometimes we also speak, na? So have to be careful, eh? And fourth maryada she broke was lack of discrimination power. She couldn't discriminate Ravan. He was in a form of sadhu. Yeah, in a form of sannyasi he became. So she couldn't recognize him, that this one wasn't real sadhu who was begging. But this one was a Ravan. So lack of discrimination power. Hey, sometimes too many problems comes in front of us. We get confused. Yeah? And we don't discriminate something accurately. Yeah? That creates more problems. And fifth one was, fifth maryada, she crossed the line of maryada. Yeah? Whichever Lakshman drew the line, she crossed and gave food to Ravan, who was in a form of sadhu. And then Ravan kidnapped her. Samjha? So five mistakes she made. So Sita is a symbol of us. So I don't have to break those five maryadas in my life. Yeah? Then Ravan, which is symbolic thing of the vices, negativity, defects, whatever you say, will not take me away from Baba. Yeah, I will protect myself, look after myself. Yeah, so while celebrating this ring ceremony, good to revise all these maryadas in your mind today. Yeah, and then tomorrow when you having ring ceremony, have that determined thought. Yeah, that I will follow all these Baba's maryadas in my life. While putting this ring in my finger. Yeah? Then Baba will look after you. Baba will protect you. So, you understand now how we celebrate this ring ceremony? It's not an ordinary ceremony. Yeah? But it's a commitment of the life. I really, really have to become committed with Baba. I need to follow all his maryadas. Yeah, so today, whole day, during in your yoga bhakti, try to revise all these maryadas in your mind, in your heart. Yeah, and then tomorrow you enjoy this ring ceremony. Okay, so that was today's class. Any question anyone has? Did you understand? It made sense? Yeah, before ring ceremony, what preparation I have to do in my life. So quite big preparation is there, but all of you are very courageous. That's why all of you are here in Baba's house, yeah, for this ceremony. So when I take the one step of courage forward, Baba will take 10 steps forward. He will help me. So don't become afraid, but sensible. Yeah? And just do whatever I can do. Rest of you leave on Baba. Baba will give you that power, that courage. And you will enjoy this beautiful ceremony. And I'm sure you will enjoy following all those maryadas in your life. Okay? I think sisters have to do some things with you. So I'll finish here. Okay? Okay. Om Shanti.